Welcome to the Ride Podcast, July 3rd, 2017.
The year of our 2017.
Amen.
I feel bad if you're just a podcast listener. Last Thursday and Friday, we had our Radio U June miss.
We did.
So we were not available for our podcast stuff. And then we're out the rest of this week, too.
We are.
So it's a bit of an odd schedule with the holiday and stuff.
No more podcasts.
Like podcasts today.
No more podcasts the rest of the week. And then back to normal next week.
So please feel free to use this time to listen to some older stuff. If you've never had a chance to, you know, ever have time to catch up, like go back a little bit and listen and enjoy some of the older stuff.
And let's see what you're going to hear today. Drunk guy at the drive-thru window. It's real. It's real. Tokyo Tower, Tokyo Wedding, six more X-Men movies, Doritos.
Oh, we had a riot pigs. Food fight. Oh, that too. There was a lot of Dorito talk.
There was a lot of Dorito talk.
For one moment, I forgot the pig story, and I thought, stop calling us pigs, will you? But that's not us.
It wasn't us, Nikki.
No.
That's news.
That's a news story. Did
you include hard-hitting news?
Did you include our riot food fight?
Yeah, it's in there.
We tried the Taco Explosion.
Taco Explosion.
Doritos. Stupid name.
I think it's the perfect name. Perfect name right there. So you guys enjoy the podcast. Hope you have a great 4th of July.
Hopefully you guys have a few days off too, or we'll be going somewhere fun.
Yeah, and we'll see you guys in a week.
Bye. Make it sound like fireworks. Bye-bye.
America.
The Worst of the Riot box set is now available nowhere because we know you wouldn't want it anyway. It's the Worst of the Riot on Radio U.
Okay, here's the thing. The Riot's only in one morning this week. So I went to McDonald's on my way in today.
Well, first off, hello everybody. We hope you had a wonderful weekend.
That's a given. I got to get right into this, Nikki.
All right, what happened?
I've been hanging on to it for too long.
He said he has this amazing story.
I don't know if I'm not going to say amazing.
Okay.
But I got to get it out.
Okay. Well, then what is it?
I pull up to the McDonald's drive-thru.
This morning or?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the guy's like, hey, hang on a second. I thought, fine. It's early. Things get a little more informal in the morning. If you've never hit a McDonald's before 5:30, 5 a.m., like middle of the night, like they got their own thing going on, but they'll get to you. So the guy says to me, he's like, hey, boss, wanted to get done washing the dishes. So what can I get for you? And I thought,
is he teasing?
Oh, I don't know. I just thought, you know, that's a little weird one, but you know, sometimes people share details.
Sure.
It's fine. So I made my order, came around, and I'm not even kidding. The guy opens the window and he just looks at me for a really long time and he goes, You look like an officer of law.
The guy at the cash window?
Yeah. He was, I don't know if he was drunk or high, but he was something. And he just looked at me forever. And now that I think about it, I should have just been like, yeah, I'm a cop. So, like, whatever. Showed him something and told him he was under arrest.
Sure.
He was so out of it. And I was like, not a cop. He's like, you sure you're not a cop?
And he's working?
He's working!
Isn't anybody watching him? Isn't there a manager at that time? Or
I don't think so. And I was like, nope, not a cop. I'm really not.
And you didn't feel like you should just leave and, like, you'd want the food at that moment? Or
I couldn't figure it out. So he
wanted to see it through.
So then I gave him, like, my total was $4.37 or something. So I'm like, well, I don't want all that change. So I dug through some change and I gave him a $20 bill and that change. And I gave it to him, and he just stared at it for the longest time. Like,
well, you threw him.
He couldn't figure out what to do with the coins.
Sure.
Couldn't figure it out. So he's just standing there for a long time looking at it. And then again, I can tell in his mind, he's like, can't let him know what's going on. Act like it's normal. So he puts all the money in, and then he just starts counting out ones and change. And I'm like, what is this guy doing? And so he hands me a bunch of ones from this 20 and change. And I'm just like, what? So I counted out, and he basically, he didn't count the change I gave him. He just gave me change for a 20.
Mm.
So technically, that McDonald's owes me about 37 cents, Nikki.
But you have to realize, is it worth it?
Well, no. In that moment, I'm just like, okay,
I either
tell this guy that I'm a cop and that he's robbing me, or I just let it go. And then, of course, I was like, all right, thanks. And he was just like, okay, see you later.
Oh, guys.
Like, okay.
What are you doing?
I mean, at least he needed to start hitting a coffee at the very least.
Sure.
Like
so
something.
Now, does he walk then to the food handout window, or
no.
Was there someone else there?
No, I don't think he could have walked down to the window. Mm. I don't. So the lady just handed me the food, and I almost wanted to say, like, hey, you know that dude back there? Like, he's wasted. But I just thought, nah.
Just get your food and go.
It's fine. And I mean, it seemed. Like, the food was kind of okay. I did think to myself, like, you know what? Do I want to eat here?
You're going to have to at one point put a line.
Where these people
decide,
like,
if you're just going to or not.
But the only thing I could think is, like, you know, it's 4th of July weekend. Maybe they had a little revelry.
The D crew. It's not A, B, or C. It's the fill-ins, the new ones who haven't been there for a while. They just called them in.
Yeah.
The replacements.
I just love the idea. That guy is just sitting there like, man, I hope a cop doesn't catch me. And I pull up and he's like, are you an officer of the law?
Well, he's probably going to ask everybody who goes through the drive-thru if they're a cop. He just wants to know.
He keeps saying, it's like, if you're a cop, you have to tell me if you're a cop.
Well, I'm glad to see you got your food, though, and everything.
I got it.
In order to build muscle, you need protein. Protein is in eggs. Eggs are in cupcakes. You need cupcakes. It's the Riot.
When's the last time you bought a toaster, Nikki?
Toaster?
Yeah.
Maybe 6 years at this point, but I know yours just broke.
Mine just broke.
So did you buy a new one?
Yeah, I looked at it on Amazon for a while, and then I just happened to be in a store yesterday, and I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'll just buy a toaster here. When you are selling a toaster, there's very little that you really have to market with.
What do you mean?
Well, like, they have color.
Yeah.
And
how
that's
many slots?
Then, yes, colors, slot number, and slot width.
Sure.
And that's about it. And after that, they're like, whatever. So the toaster I ended up getting, and I thought this was funny, but they advertise it like cool, fast cooling sides or something like that. Like the sides of the toaster aren't supposed to get hot.
Oh, when you're toasting something?
Right. And I was looking at that just going, these guys had to come up with something. They literally, someone gave them a toaster and they were just like, you know what? You have to figure out how to market this toaster. What can you come up with?
To make it different from the others.
And everybody was really big on showing you that bagels would fit in their toaster. That was a huge selling point for all toasters at all income levels. But this toaster had the cooling sides.
Mm,
and I just thought, don't they all probably cool? I've never gone up and touched the side of the toaster and been like, oh!
It's hot.
Oh! That's never happened.
Maybe, though, for a lot of people who are getting rid of their toasters, if they're having problems with it,
yeah.
Those are ones that are burning them somehow. And so that is a feature people are looking for.
I mean, again, I just kind of assumed that, of course, the toaster's not going to be hot when I touch the toaster. Duh, right?
Maybe
like,
not.
No. There's a whole genre of toaster where they're just marketing you like, hey, sides of this toaster don't get hot.
I think they're also preying on people's worry and like it's a safety thing. So they're going for it.
Wow. I was just amazed by it. And I just thought, oh, okay, which toaster we get? Let's get the one that doesn't get hot on the sides.
Hey, you bought it, so it worked.
Yeah. Well, it did. But I mean, that one had another thing going for it. In a sea of $40 toasters, that one was $20.
That's why they point out that it cools down enough, because you wouldn't think for the price.
But it was one of those things where I looked at it. And I will say, I posted a picture of my dead toaster on Facebook last week, and everybody said, don't spend a lot of money on a toaster. They just break. I thought that was hilarious to see so many people say that. So when I went, I thought like, well, in the end, I kind of like
spent 20.
I kind of like this dark red toaster here for $40. But how often do I really just give me the cheap one? Fine, whatever. So I bought a cheap toaster.
Congratulations.
But the sides don't get hot.
No, they cool down.
Yeah.
That's what I read.
It said it right there on the box.
We're not sure for how long that feature will be a part of the toaster, but for right now, that's what it'll do.
It's working now. So, I mean, that's something.
Well, again, congratulations. You've got a good week ahead of you, don't you? A new toaster? Time off for the 4th of July?
Nothing. I mean, where do we go from here?
You must be so happy.
Only up, Nikki. Only up.
Leftovers from the most disgusting meal you've ever had. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
So we had some pigs that got out at Cedar Park, Texas over the weekend, Nikki.
Were they at a pig farm or were they being like transported and they got out of the car or what? Not the car, but the truck.
Well, it's a farm.
They got out of the car.
And the thing is, like, they had this really hard time getting the pig and her five little baby pigs.
Aww.
To come back.
Yeah.
Because maybe they didn't like living in the barn. We don't know. But do you know what they ended up doing? How they got them to come back?
Did they rustle some food up? Doritos?
Doritos.
Pigs like Doritos? Well, I mean, I guess that's a statement piece. That's a statement right there that works across the board in a degrading statement. It's fine. It's not just like pigs, but like, hey, you're eating them, so you're a pig.
What you're saying is that pigs of all kinds,
yes,
like Doritos.
Well, that is a sad statement.
How about this? Like, the thing that's crazy is look at these pictures. The pig and the five piglets, they basically moved into a house about 15 miles from where they got out.
An abandoned one, or?
Well, no, they just kind of hung out. They were hanging out in the yard. Can you imagine that? Like, you get up in the morning, you look out in your backyard, and there's a huge freaking pig and five little pigs in your backyard.
Someone would be thinking breakfast came, but that's not what that is. Mm. It's a mommy pig and a little piglets.
Yeah, so
they're so cute, but weird, but cute.
They were trying to figure out what to do with them, so they started feeding their Doritos.
And then they followed along to go back to the farm.
Mm-hmm. So
cute.
I identify with this a little too much. That's the part that bothers me. It's just like, hey, look at the pig that likes Doritos. Now they'll follow you anywhere they want.
That's it. That's like, so sad.
Yeah, would I want to come to work today? No, there's Doritos. Okay,
I'm coming.
Really?
I didn't know one said anything about that.
I love those.
Aw, pigs are weird though, man. Part of you thinks like, oh, they're so cute, and then they just weird you out.
Well, my thing is, I think pigs are so cute when they're little.
Mm-hmm.
But real
talk. Once it changes.
Real talk. Like, you get a big pig.
Well, that's why it's a negative
filthy
term.
Animal?
Yeah.
They scare me. Because they look like they're gonna get you.
Eat you?
Yeah. Mm. They're just waiting for their opportunity
to
eat you.
Maybe they're going to eat us because we smell like Doritos.
The Dorito dust is still on us.
Nikki and Obadiah. Obadiah and Nikki.
Love, hate, hate, love.
All right, everyone in, let's go!
It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
So we have for ourselves today something that feels very American. A taco explosion. It's from the people at Doritos. Doritos mix taco explosion.
So every shape is a different flavor? And yeah, that's what the explosion part comes from?
Yeah, because you put it together, get taco explosion. So okay, this little triangle thing here is salsa flavored.
There's a little this guy?
No,
a Dorito.
This thing right here.
Oh, let me find one.
I don't know what else to call it.
I'm literally pouring my cup out onto the table to see. Nope, I got one.
Okay.
All right, so it's a little salsa chip. Looks like calamari if you have that.
You got a spicy nacho Dorito. You've got this taco roll-up.
It looks like a twist.
And then a sour cream rotini.
Looks like a pasta noodle.
Like a spiral macaroni.
Yeah, I think it's a rotini noodle.
Yeah. So, okay.
What do you want to try?
Okay, here's the question. Should we try them individually or do we eat them all for the taco explosion?
Both.
Okay.
But if that's the case,
now
I'll need another salsa.
I'm really going to have to pour them out.
Okay. I'll need another salsa one.
Here's at least another salsa one. Reach.
Oh, thanks. Okay,
you ready?
Yeah, let's try the salsa one.
All right, salsa first.
I think these Doritos are all going to taste the same.
No, that has a particularly
picante taste.
Yes. That, good call, Nikki.
Mm-hmm. That's all right. Good. I like that one.
All right, spicy nacho Dorito. That everybody knows what that tastes like.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, same.
Same. So Father says a really delicious taste test.
All right.
Let's do the
taco.
The taco twist.
All right, taco twist.
I like those too.
Okay, it's starting to. I'm getting to the point where I can't taste anything now.
It tastes the same, doesn't it? But let's do the pasta noodle looking one.
All right, and this one is sour cream.
Mm.
No, I could still taste the sour cream in that.
That one has a good taste to
it,
too.
Okay, now we got to go for the threefer here.
All right, let me get everything. You have all the taco explosion in one.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you say taco explosion?
I did.
It's not working.
Okay, let me literally put it all together. Okay, so taco explosion's all the flavors.
All right, if you do it right, you can stack them all on a Dorito.
Put into one. Okay,
all
ready?
Right, ready?
It's like a tapas. They do all still taste the same. But don't confuse it, though. It still tastes good. It does, but it's not like I'm having an explosion of anything.
Let me tell you right now.
Was take that out of context. Oh, I spit.
even when Doritos are bad.
It's still good.
It's still pretty good. Mm,
chips in the morning are great.
You're right.
Aren't they? We have a lot to be thankful for as Americans. We do.
Oh, man. Aren't you grateful for it? You know what this... Oh, my gosh. I didn't even realize this.
Marketing and
you know what this is right here? This is actually... This taco explosion bag of Doritos, what it's trying to teach us about...
I know what you're going to say.
What am I going to say, Nikki?
We can all get along, guys.
That's exactly right, Nikki.
Whether you're salsa or the picante sort of thing or the spiral pasta-looking taco thing.
This is a metaphor for America, Nikki. This is the melting pot.
That's right.
Whatever your flavor is, you're adding your unique individual spice to the mix.
And there's an explosion of America.
It's stronger together, guys.
That's right.
Stronger together. United States of America Taco Explosion Dorito.
You might think, I don't like one of these, but really,
when you put them all together
really works, doesn't
it? It's more powerful together, Nikki. Just like this great nation.
Now, taste-wise, though, it's not an explosion, but still good.
Shh, Nikki. Don't kill it.
Can I have some more of the salsa ones? Later. I mean, not now, but
I'll just
later.
Tell you, Nikki, you can have whatever you want. Okay, I'm just going to pick the Doritos out. No, I'm eating them all together, because stronger together! Just like this country!
The part that keeps me up at night, we paid them for this. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
September 10th, Nikki.
Darn it.
Dang it. is World Suicide Prevention Day. So there are lots of events all over the world that are going to be taking place. And they say the goal is to destigmatize mental health. So a lot of times people who, you know, if you've got some mental health issues, like whatever it would be, you know,
they don't
you feel
talk
like
about it.
Mm-hmm, you feel like you can't talk about it. And this is there to help you be able to talk about it. But Nikki, here's an event that I've got my eyes on that I feel like would be the perfect way for the riot to support World Suicide Prevention Day. The Tokyo Tower is having a tower climb.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Well, that'd be fascinating to be a part of.
It would be, wouldn't it? Because I do a tower climb every February for, at least I have for the last few years, for the American Lung Association.
So a tower climb is for the Tokyo Tower, which is iconic for Tokyo.
Uh-huh.
Basically, you'd find the steps.
Yes.
You take the elevator normally, but there's steps somewhere, and you climb the Tokyo Tower with the steps.
But what would be great about this is, one, you're in Tokyo. That's a given. But two, this would be open air. So we always climb.
Oh, yeah, it would be outside, wouldn't
it? It's the emergency staircase inside the Rhodes Tower.
Oh, yeah.
And the air quality is not good. I almost always end up having basically an asthma attack. You're like, you don't have asthma, Obadiah. Once a year. Good times. But this would be open air, so you wouldn't have to deal with the stank, nasty air. Plus, it's only 600 steps.
Gosh, that'd be really fun.
I know. I climb 880 in the Rhodes Tower, so this is like 25% less on the steps, plus the open air.
You know how they say sometimes, like, if you want to go run a marathon, you want to change up your routine with it?
Yeah.
Go to a different city and try it?
This would be Tokyo.
You could go to Tokyo and do it.
I love that idea. I wonder if it would be scary, though. Because, like, you're straight up, like...
You're going to be looking out over Tokyo climbing these steps. That could be a little scary.
Well, it'd be similar to like if you climbed a tower like that, like at Kings Island at the amusement park, if you were the Eiffel Tower.
They have an Eiffel Tower climb.
Yeah, like that. It'd be open, so probably not as scary. You'd be so caught up in the moment, you wouldn't even notice.
Be so exciting.
You'd be amazed.
You get to the top and people are cheering for you, but you don't know what they're saying because it's in Japanese and you don't speak Japanese.
You'd have so much fun.
I think it sounds.
And then you could celebrate afterwards at the Gundam Cafe.
Gundam Cafe. Perfect. It's everything we want it to be.
When is this?
We've got plenty of time to save. It's September 10th.
Yes. Well, we actually might need more than that. It's a long haul to Tokyo.
They say the exchange rate is really good right now, so it's a good time to visit Japan.
We could totally go to Japan. It's just one of those things where we just never have committed and actually just done it.
Yeah.
Like, clicked on it.
I'm not... Yeah, commitment problems, Nikki. You know what I'm saying?
So what? That's our one relationship where we always like, yes, we'd love to go. Always talk about it, but never commit.
We've never actually done it.
But one day, I promise, one day.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
sure.
You better too. It's not just going to be me. You need to go too.
I know. I'm so excited about it.
I don't care if you're my plus one, but you're going somehow. You're going in the luggage.
You know what? I've heard that can be comfortable with the right luggage.
Well, with the right luggage, and depending on the airline, it might actually be more comfortable to be in the luggage.
The riot used to be three people.
Please tell me we're not discussing video games again.
The other guy didn't make it. It's the riot.
You know, Nikki and I were just talking about how great it would be for us to go to Japan and climb the Tokyo Tower. That's one side of the Japanese equation. But Nikki, I just sent you a link to the other.
Which might be something else we can do.
Yeah, a company in Japan called Hibiki Works that makes video games. They held a virtual wedding over the weekend in which one lucky person got to have...
A virtual reality
wedding.
So the bride was... The virtual reality part.
Well, you know, in Japan, from what I can tell, you see a lot of men that want to marry their dolls and their pillows. I don't know what the women want to marry there.
No, it's very different in Japan. Women, marriage, like, it's not a thing. Women don't want to get married. Guys don't want to get married. It's a different cultural shift.
So they just want to have...
They don't want to have a family. They just work and then they have their time and life, but they don't want to get married.
Fall in love with their pillow.
Maybe.
Which, in fairness, I will tell you, like, I'm in love with my pillow, but it's not like this.
No, you just love your pillow.
I just want to sleep with it.
But they don't really, like, you don't want to get married to a person to have that work with that. I don't know either.
So here is a guy, like, I'll give them credit. Like, they have a kind of like a full-on virtual reality chapel, and then they recreate that chapel in VR, and then when it was time for him to kiss the bride, someone walked up and held up a bunch of marshmallows. So that was like kissing was like marshmallows.
Oh, all right.
I just want you to know that if your idea of kissing is a marshmallow, I can get you a whole bag of those. Don't worry.
Don't even have to go there.
Close your eyes and have a marshmallow, I guess.
That is just something different. That's different.
So
I'm going to close out of that now.
Well, you know, it was interesting to me is that it's just another one of those like commercial VR experiences. I went to, the Indianapolis Children's Museum, and they had a thing in there where you wore an HTC Vive, which is like the other virtual reality headset. I've got an Oculus Rift, and you could walk on a tightrope. And so they had this line drawn across the floor, and you put it on, and you're supposed to walk across this thing in VR. I saw a couple of people straight up freak out about falling off the rope.
Well, on this, if you freak out about getting married, then you can at least have a marriage to a virtual person.
Well, you know what, Nikki? Maybe it's one of those things where it's like, hey, are you commitment shy? Maybe it's the ceremony that you're afraid of?
Well, yeah, and then you could at least have the ceremony, and then you're married.
We'll do a virtual reality run through a couple of times, and then you'll be ready to get actual married because you'll have experienced it. You can face your fears in a consequence-free environment.
Well, it's different. Like, this isn't 100% true, but maybe I feel like in the United States, we're more willing to go through the motion and get married, even if you don't stay married.
Sure.
But in Japan, they don't even want to go through that.
They're just like, forget all of it.
Yeah, just the pass on it.
Historically low birth rates in Japan.
Yeah, no, actually, that's a problem.
They're literally afraid that their culture is going to disappear because they're not having enough kids. So maybe they should have, you know, real wedding run-throughs.
Don't pressure people.
Yeah.
No pressure.
Kissing a marshmallow is just like a kiss, or kissing is just like a kiss.
But what about the marshmallow?
You can eat those at the reception.
Starting your day with the worst of the riot is a great idea because it's guaranteed to get better from here. It's the Riot on Radio U.
So, Nikki, I've been really concerned about you and your gun, because you're a gun owner now.
It's not like it's my, like it's Eric's gun, but we do have a gun.
Community property, right?
It
is. Marriage laws, you both own it?
I've not yet taken it to the range to go shoot it.
Well, that's part of what's got me concerned, because I'm reading here about the Gettysburg National Military Park over the weekend. They were having a free speech rally, and a guy shot himself. He's not dead, you understand, and he didn't mean to do it, but he accidentally shot himself in the leg while he was there exercising his free speech. And Nikki, you and this guy have a lot in common. You're both exercising your free speech, and you both own a gun.
Yeah, but I'm not going. I don't actually exercise my free speech in like a protest way.
Well, what's this right here?
On the show?
This is free speech.
Well, I guess you're right. But what I mean is I'm not going to the Gettysburg thing area.
Right. Which maybe even makes it more dangerous because you got a lot of pent up things inside you there.
But I don't carry my gun. I don't carry it around.
I know.
I don't have a conceal and carry.
Which means that when you finally, this guy didn't have it concealed. He just had it out. Because you know
why
he's there.
Have it out?
Well, you know, you're protesting. You're at a military thing.
Was it with a reenactment thing? Like one of those guns or?
No. No.
Muzzle loader?
Yeah, he shot himself in the leg. They applied a tourniquet.
Well, at least you're around people who maybe knew what to do.
Oh, he was participating in a First Amendment protest. They were taking place over the weekend, and he wasn't supposed to have his gun because federal law... No. It does allow. Federal law permits firearms in national parks, so he was allowed to have his gun. And then, how great is this? After he went ahead and shot himself in the leg in a...
Accidentally.
Yeah, accidentally. And then when the law enforcement officer took his gun, because, you know, he had to go get treatment, they were unloading the gun and it discharged again.
Maybe he had a bad gun.
Maybe he does. Do you have a good gun?
Well, it has the safety on it, yeah.
Okay, but, I mean...
Hey, listen.
Do you know how the safety works?
Yes, I think I do. No, I have to go learn.
I got a safety that I think works.
I'm not the one who bought this gun. It wasn't for me. But I need to learn because it's in a safe near us, like if someone ever were to break in. My biggest worry is I have to remember the code to get into the safe. That's my biggest worry at
this
point.
What is it?
I almost said it just because, like, yeah, what is it? Stop it. Then I'd have to change it and I have to remember the new one. I'm not doing it.
They're breaking into the house.
Let's
I keep putting in the old code.
And I have like I have a couple documents like on a cloud in various places that have my passcodes and stuff. I'd have to tell them, could you hang on 1 second while I log in to find my code to get into the safe for my gun?
And then you're going to shoot yourself in the leg?
No, I'm not going to.
Nikki got so excited she shot herself in the leg.
No, I have no plans to do that.
Well, I don't think this guy was planning on it.
Well, something happened.
See, Nikki, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So it's time for you to make plans.
So I need to go and again take a class, learn some stuff.
Hey guys, you want to know something? In a couple of weeks, Nikki and I are going to the range.
Ever wonder what Nikki is doing when she isn't rioting? Find her Twitter feed at riot.radiou.com. Obadiah is there too, but who cares what he's doing?
How do you guys feel about comic book movies? These are films that gather their story from comic books, typically superheroes. And there has been some interest in them as of late. We have seen a couple of movies that have been released.
Do you hear his tone? Are you picking up on his tone?
And it appears that there are scheduled to be a few more.
Sure, you've got Spider-Man this week.
Spider-Man this week. Let's run it down for the rest of the year. Then what? Four in November, I think.
I forgot that's October, coming November. Out.
And then I believe also in that November timeframe, you've got Justice League.
Yeah.
That's going to be coming out. And let's see. Anything else?
That might be it.
Is that it for the year? But then, of course, it's next year and on and on and on and on.
Well, and also with comic book movies, it's not about next year. It's about what's 10 years from now. So.
Well, okay.
You sometimes have to wait.
In these comic book movies, you got Marvel Studios, mm-hmm. right? They're making all the Avengers, whatever kind of stuff. Then Spider-Man is a Marvel movie. It's all very complicated licensing, but that's also now part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. But over here on the side, the people at Marvel sold slash leased the film rights to the X-Men to 20th Century Fox. And so they have slowly made movies over time. And, you know, now they're making some stuff happen. And they just announced they have six movies coming out between 2000...
X-Men movies are just 20th century?
Like, these are like their X-Men universe movies. So, like, they have the licenses to characters that are attached to the X-Men universe. And so that's how they were able to make a Deadpool movie. That's how they can make a Wolverine movie. And they have, again, between 2019 and 2021, six.
So coming that's then.
Two each year. Now, they're filming a new X-Men movie right now. They're filming the Deadpool sequel right now, and then what the other four movies are, we don't necessarily know, but those will probably be those movies there. So, yeah.
Sounds good, I guess.
It's kind of a lot.
I know, and then you add the other studios.
Then you add the DC stuff and then the Marvel stuff.
And the Marvel stuff.
They're
and
all doing two a year as well.
And it's not just, what sometimes overwhelms me is it's not just movies now. I mean, it is, you get TV shows, spinoffs, you get, you know, just a lot of characters that you're supposed to try to remember.
Right.
Because then they're like, well, this character is not one of the main ones, but they're small enough that they're on this TV show. And but yet it's a part of the universe.
Right.
And it's just, there's a lot.
There is a lot. I mean, I'm still into it. Like, I still go, what has happened to me, though, is this. There would have been a time when I would have been like, I loved that movie. Let's go see it again.
Yeah.
Let's go see it again. And I would have gone multiple times. We've now reached the point that there's such a steady glut of comic book stuff that I pretty much one time, that's it. Go to the movies, see it one time. If it's really good, I might buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I mean,
I think that's what hurt Guardians of the Galaxy 2 a little bit, because even now you get so many of that style with a lot of humor with it.
Right.
And it's no longer fresh and it, like, it's good, but it's no longer like, that was the best ever.
Right.
And you're not as excited as you used to be.
It is much harder, nigh impossible, for any of these movies to stand out from the pack.
Yes.
It's like, hey, that was a good one. Here comes the next
even
one.
Even Deadpool won't even be able to do that again.
No, they won't. That was
they can't.
Well, you know what? I'm just hoping, like, my big hopes for Deadpool 2 are, you know, a harder R, more language, more graphic violence, and way more nudity.
That's
the only way they can make it good, Nikki.
That's what they're thinking.
That's
what they said in some meeting.
That's the real art. That's how they make art, Nikki. That's the answer.
Yeah, that's the studio way.
Though I will say you could. There is an option that I feel like less and less is being explored, is that you could just have a really good script.
A good storyline with
an
it?
An amazing script.
I don't know about that.
Amazing. What if they spent more time on the script and less time on, I don't know, something else?
Thanks for listening to the Worst of the Riot podcast.
Oh no! I missed it! Do it again!
You can hear us live every day on the Radio U Network through the Radio U app or at riot.radiou.com.
Talking
come to
about
mama,
it.
Baby bottle. Warm you up. Or mommy up.